Our scripture this morning comes from the New Testament Gospel according to John, the 11th chapter, verses 25 and 26, and then verses 38 through 44. Let us listen for God's word to each of us, to all of us. And if there's any words or phrases that stand out for you, we'll invite you to share those in just a moment. Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Of course, that's the story of Lazarus' resurrection. Were there any words or phrases or perhaps image that stood out for you? Violet.
"I am the resurrection and the life."
"I am the resurrection and the life." Amen. Yes. Sharon. "If you believe this." "If you believe this." Anything else? Well, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer." A few years ago, a letter appeared in the national news that was sent to a deceased person by the Indiana Department of Social Services. Sorry, Pam. It read as follows. "Your food stamps will be stopped effective March 1992 because we received notice that you passed away. May God bless you. You may reapply if there is a change in your circumstances." This makes me wonder if the deceased person was named Lazarus or Jesus, because those are the only ones that I know of whose circumstances ever changed after they died. We will talk more about Lazarus today, but we are really here to celebrate that Jesus' circumstances did indeed change after he died and was buried in the tomb. In comparison to that story, our story of Lazarus is a preview, a trailer for the main feature that we celebrate today. But the story of Lazarus is important because it seems to ask us, are we ready for resurrection? The story begins when Lazarus gets sick, and his sisters, Mary and Martha, send a message to Jesus. Jesus responds, "This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Then he waits 2 days before starting out toward Bethany, even then against the disciples' advice. You see, Jesus had nearly been killed in nearby Jerusalem in the preceding story for claiming the Father and I are one, and that he would give eternal life to his followers. A sense of imminent death seems to be hanging in the air. Jesus tells them that Lazarus is already dead. The disciple Thomas responds, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." We don't know if Thomas was referring to the death of Lazarus or Jesus as they were returning to Bethany, which is just over the hill from Jerusalem, where they wanted Jesus dead. The Jewish leaders would soon be saying, "You do not understand that it is better for you to have one man die for the people than have the whole nation destroyed." As Jesus approaches Bethany and the tomb of Lazarus, it is clear that death and the fear of death is hanging heavy in the air. Is anyone ready for resurrection? And I guess that's our poll question. How many of you are excited about resurrection this morning? Several. Good. We'll try to get you more excited. Our story continues with Lazarus in the tomb for 4 days. And that's important because they believed that the spirit stayed close to the body for up to 3 days, but no longer. Jesus connects with Lazarus' sisters, Martha first, and then Mary. There is anger and disappointment that Jesus did not come sooner. There is grieving over a lost loved one. There is acknowledgement that Jesus could have saved Lazarus. There is hope for a resurrection on the last day. But there is an overwhelming sense of death on this day. No one is ready for resurrection except for Jesus, and perhaps Lazarus, because he now knows what is beyond the grave. It's hard to be ready for resurrection because resurrection means that death is not the end, that there is something more powerful than death. It's hard to be ready for resurrection today in a society where youthfulness and beauty and vigor are practically worshiped. We don't talk about death in a realistic way. We don't teach people how to accept death, though it is the one sure thing in this life. If you are born, you will die. Guaranteed. But when we take death out of its natural place within the cycle of life in our society, we lose the ability to truly live, to find truth and beauty and life. We certainly have no use for resurrection in a society that denies death. In the gospel stories, we're told often that Jesus knew his death was coming. How many times did he tell the disciples that he must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again? There could be no resurrection unless there was death. Unless the Spirit, the breath of God, was taken away completely. And if there is no death, then what use have we for a Savior? The lesson of Lazarus' death is not that we might escape death, or that death is only temporary or somehow not real. No, death is very real in this story. We should know that when we read Jesus began to weep. Lazarus died. His spirit, the breath of God, left his body for 4 days, long enough for his body to begin to decay. But in the midst of this death scene, within this overwhelming sense of death, Jesus tells Martha that I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? I am the resurrection, Jesus says. For you who believe in Jesus, physical death will have no power over you. Your future is determined by your faith in Jesus, not by physical death. I am the life, Jesus says. For you who believe in Jesus, your present life is also determined by Jesus' power over death and life. Jesus' gift of eternal life is given today to give new life today. Jesus is promising two different things to Martha and to each of us. The one who believes in me and dies yet lives, and the one who lives and believes in me never dies. One is a promise for the future, but one is a promise for the present. Both promises are for you if you believe and live in that belief. Now, Martha said she believed. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. But she tried to stop Jesus from opening the tomb. You see, she had seen death. She had felt death. And she could smell death after 4 days. She wasn't ready for resurrection. Thomas, on the other hand, was ready to go with Jesus to Bethany, just outside of Jerusalem. He was ready to die with Jesus. He had resigned himself to the fact that death was too powerful. The forces of death were inevitable in this world. They might as well die with Jesus, because when Jesus died, all would be lost. Life would be over. Thomas was not ready for resurrection. We know the Jewish leaders were not ready for resurrection. They thought that if they just killed Jesus, life as they knew it would go on as before. The powers of this world are too strong for just one man. My question for each of us today is, are you ready for resurrection? Do you believe that when death does overtake you, as it certainly will, today, tomorrow, 20, 40, 60 years from now, we can hope, that you will live in God's love? The one who believes in me and dies, yet lives, Jesus promises. But what about today? while you still live, before you even get sick or old, I hope. Can you live like you will never die, or like it just won't matter? Can you believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? Can you believe that he shares with God in having power over life and death, and not just in the future, that Jesus has power to promise today? As Paul says, neither death nor life, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. If you believe that Jesus is the life right now, then that means death has no power over you, nor do fears or addictions or past sins, nor feelings of inadequacy or insecurity, nor past or future failures, nor anyone's opinion of you or your opinion of yourself. There's nothing stopping you from standing up right now, walking out that door, and doing what is right. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just. If there's any excellence, and if there's anything worthy of praise, don't just think about it, as Paul recommends to the Philippians. Do it. Do it without fear or hesitation. Do what you know is right and good and beautiful in this world, and be ready to die doing it, because it won't matter. You will never die. Someday you will take your last breath on this earth. But you know you will never be separated from that one true life. The one true source of life, Christ Jesus, the resurrection and the life. Knowing that you will never be separated from life with Jesus, don't put off living until you die. Don't wait for resurrection until after you die. Now, some practice this as a specific spiritual discipline. They practice giving up their life each night with the sunset. Now I lay me down to die. If they wake in the morning, they accept this precious gift of one more day given by God. Then they celebrate that day. They treasure it, trying to live, trying to give life and live life, knowing that it is the last day they can be sure of. This is a spiritual discipline that can change your life, and especially change your today. That is resurrection living. Now, I'm not much of a country music fan, but I get choked up every time I hear Tim McGraw's song, "Live Like You Were Dying." It's about a man who finds out that he is dying. What does he do? He says, "I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I loved deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I'd been denying." And he said, "Someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying." Now, I don't know about the skydiving or bull riding, but he goes on to talk about being the husband he hadn't been, being the friend that he would like to have, going fishing with his dad, reading the good book, and finally looking at what he would do if he could do it all again. See, that's a glimpse of what resurrection living might be like. Being ready for resurrection means living in the present, living as if resurrection has already happened, now that death has no power over you. What would you do if you knew you were dying tomorrow? What would you do if you never had to fear death? You see, the answer should be the same. You should live like resurrection has already happened, because it has. Resurrection starts today, Easter morning. But are you ready for resurrection? Are you ready for resurrection every day? Our take-home question: how can we at First Christian Church live in a way that shows people that resurrection is real? Will you pray with me? Strong and loving God, you stand beside us on the mountaintops, in the celebrations. You walk with us through the dark valleys. You help us to carry our pain. You help us to find hope in the darkness. We are so grateful for your gift of your Son, Jesus, that a part of you came into this world and lived this life that we struggle to live, and showed us how to live in relationship with you, to live a resurrection life, to live like death has no power. Help us to follow Jesus in this life, resurrection life. We pray in his name. Amen.